I will make no apology to anybody, for going out to Brussels with Michael Noonan to have a meeting face to face with the President of the European Commission and explain to him that in respect of our country, this was a bad deal that was put together by Fianna Fáil. I make no apology for saying that if we get a mandate from the people of Ireland, we will go back to Brussels and we will negotiate, renegotiate that deal from two perspectives. The first is about the interest rate and the second is about the programmes that are contained therein for employment, for public services and for the catastrophic bank structure that's contained within that. There is little point in asking the Irish taxpayer to pay back billions that's being lent to us at 5.8% when it's borrowed at a little over 2.5%. That doesn't make sense, and there are options out there that need to be considered in a European context. I happen to be an elected Vice President of the European People's Party, from which Chancellor Merkel comes, from where President Barroso comes, where the main leaders in Europe come from. We have powerful friends out there, and we want to hold on to those friendships. But we want to pay our way. And in that respect, while it's going to be very difficult up ahead, we have accepted the principles that are laid out there of reducing the deficit to 3% by 2014-15 and holding on to our corporation tax rate of 12.5%. But here in Cavan Monaghan, I want to pay public tribute to Seymour Crawford, who has given long and dedicated service to his constituents over many years, a good friend of mine, a good friend of Cavan Monaghan. And a man who represented his community and his people exceptionally well over all those years. Thank you, Seymour, for your dedicated service to public life, to Cavan Monaghan and to Fine Gael. It takes four to replace him, and that's why we've got Senator Joe O'Reilly here, Heather Humphreys, Councillor Heather Humphreys. He's not able to be here today because of a family bereavement. And we've got Sean Conlon here, whose late dad represented the constituency for many years in the Shannon and in the Dáil. And this small gentleman behind me here, big Peter McVitie, is going to make an impact in Cavan. He told me he's going for gold, whether he gets there or not, with your help. We'd like to see as many seats as we can get. And I want to say this. We are going to gain seats. We're going to gain a substantial number of seats. But I don't want anybody to be in any way complacent about what we face in the next 24 days. This is the most important election since the foundation of this state, because no incoming government will ever face the economic challenge that the next government is going to face. So I don't want to hear people talking off the wall about results when the game is not over. What we face now is the same as what the first government faced when this state was founded. They built a new country out of the ruins of an old country. We have to build a new economy out of the ruins of an economy, the wreckage of which has been put on the backs of the next generation by Fianna Fáil, who come out in the last few days and say the plans of the Fine Gael Party and the Labour Party are divergent, as if they had nothing to do with this themselves, with their knees under the table for the last time. And I want to say this to you. Our programme is based on job creation for small businesses here in Cavan Monaghan, for those involved in the leisure, the hospitality sector, for those involved in labour-intensive industries. We will have the PRSI rate for employers, for those who have lower-paid employees. We will reduce the VAT from 13.5% to 12% for those involved in the tourism sector, which will remove those obstacles for employers to take on new employees and to hold on to their existing employments. And we'll also introduce a credit insurance scheme for small businesses who cannot get money from banks at the moment.